Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Friday afternoon. Man, this has been a fast-moving show today, and it is going to be an action-packed weekend of sports. Great college football matchups. Great NFL matchups. You've got NASCAR looking to crown their champ. Lots of things going on in the sports world, and then next week, that'll be the Masters. Yeah, that's weird to say in mid-November, but that's the case. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Chase McCabe with you. You know Fridays at 1 o'clock, we're starting to whet your appetite for Pick 6, which is just around the corner. Nobody better to do it than Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. He's going to give you some winners to also put you in a good mood. We've had great weather this week, and how about finishing off with some good picks? Put a little extra money in your pocket. Lee, how you doing?
Great. Couldn't be better.
All right. Well, let's get after it.
Actually, I could have. So I don't know if you guys noticed this, but there was a situation with the election and how that relates to sports. You guys following the odds at all?
Following the odds.
I have
on
a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, the election.
Yeah,
okay.
So here's what was going on. The morning of the election on Tuesday morning, if you wanted to bet Joe Biden, you would have had to have wagered for every $100, wagered 160 or 180 to win 100. He was the favorite.
Yep.
But things had changed around by 3 or 4 in the morning. Donald Trump was an over 600 favorite. So that means if you wanted to bet him, you would have had to have wagered 600 just to win 100. You could have bet Joe Biden, who it looks like will probably win now, if I'm guessing, and I'm looking at the stats and the data. But you could have wagered $100 and won $575 at about 3 or 4 in the morning on Tuesday morning. I mean, late Tuesday night,
yeah,
or early Wednesday morning. So
that's
how, just an incredible turn. And usually Vegas and offshore gets it right. But they probably, you know, they went a little bit too strong one way based on some news they heard and data. And they don't usually get it wrong, but they might have gotten it wrong. I didn't take advantage of it. I was sleeping. But if you hear about someone buying an island in the Bahamas, that's probably the person that bet on Joe Biden at about 3 in the morning.
Wow. Opportunistic.
Now, I wasn't sure what you're asking, but, yeah, I did actually follow that. And you're right. It was a crazy roller coaster ride going back and forth on the favorite. And then, like you said, it was started off small. And then it was like a heavy favorite. And I even saw, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but I could have sworn I saw where you said then it switched to Trump being a heavy favorite. Then I saw early or sometime that morning in the a.m. hours, it had already switched back to Biden being a heavy favorite.
Yeah,
it,
yeah. So,
crazy.
I mean, that's, I've never seen anything like it. So,
yeah.
Actually, a friend of mine was texting me while it was all going on. He was up. Here's the guy that bets like 30 or 40 games every Saturday. I mean, he'll bet $50, literally, on 30 or 40 games just to have the action.
Wow.
So he asked me one time, why don't I bet that many games? I'm like, it would take too long to grade all those games. So it's just one of the craziest things I've ever seen happen.
Okay, let's start with the team in our backyard. They won't be in our backyard this weekend. They'll be down in Starkville. Vanderbilt taking on Mississippi State. These are the two worst, basically everything in the SEC, these two. And Mississippi State is just under a 3-touchdown favorite? What?
I don't get it. I think these teams are bad, but I think Vanderbilt can hang with him. I think the Pirate, I think he's the bad, he's just not a good match for Mississippi State. I think they're going to find out. Don't be surprised by middle or end of next year they let him go or work out a settlement where he moves on. I think they're going to win the game 16-10, but I'm taking all the points in Vandy.
16-10. Yikes.
Yikes.
Yep.
That's about right, though. That's about the scoring output of both teams.
I think the election, the results were moving along faster than that game.
All right, there's a big tilt down in Jacksonville. Usually it's around some cocktails. Yeah. Georgia and Florida. This is an intriguing game. I've kind of been watching it all weekly. It's kind of pogoing back from 3 to 3.5 as Georgia being the favorite.
So 3 weeks ago, I thought Georgia was the best team in the country. But since Alabama laid it on them and goose-egged them, second half, not the same. They're without three starters on defense, including Richard LeCount, who I think is the best defender in the SEC, possibly. I think Florida, they're going to exact that revenge. I like the Gators. Wrong team's favorite, 27-23.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, as we continue along in the SEC, a lot riding on Tennessee's game against Arkansas, who Arkansas, you would think, from a distance, a little looser, kind of playing with house money. They've already made big strides. Tennessee, a 2.5-point favorite on the road.
Yeah, this is a tough game. I mean, I think Tennessee's a little more talented. Just think that maybe Arkansas coaching, I think we might look back 5 years from now and say, wow, that was one of the best decisions, get rid of Chad Morris and upgrade to Sam Pittman. I mean, they just, they're not going to beat themselves. I mean, Felipe Franks used to, I mean, he's throw interceptions by the bushel. But playing it smart, they are running the football. In fact, from the second game of the year, they've gone from, it's increased every week, they've gone from rushing for 63 yards in a game to 222 last week against A&M. Tennessee's going to have to get better quarterback play if they want to move up and start beating even the average and the better teams. I like Arkansas here, 28-24.
On to the NFL.
Another vote for Arkansas
A lot of ears were perked up on that around here for sure.
Oh, yes.
Important one, especially for the Titans in the AFC South race. You got the Colts hosting Baltimore, and in a couple weeks the Titans will have their turn against the Ravens, and sandwiched around that, two meetings between the Colts and the Titans. So really intrigued about it, what you see in this one.
Well, Lamar Jackson failed. I mean, he hasn't been able on the big stage in the biggest games against, like, the Steelers in Kansas City this year and last year in the playoffs to produce. And, you know, he's moved his team up and down the field. They've scored okay in those games, but not great. But you can't throw pick sixes. And I think they're going to their defense is going to put pressure on Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers is the guy in the clutch that has done nothing. And so Baltimore seems to beat everyone else except for the top team or two in their conference every year. So why not again? I like Baltimore here, 34-27.
Lee Sterling is with us. ParamountSports.com is the website. 800-400-9741 is the number. And, Lee, it is not November. It is Dovember.
Yeah. We rate our games from 10 to 50 units, and right now we won 8 of 9 weeks this year. I don't know anyone that's been able to do that. And on these 40 to 50 unit plays, which are my top plays, I had maybe one a month on average of these. We went to that rating system about 13 years ago. We've never had 240 to 50 units in one weekend. Actually, I found two games on Saturday, a 40 and a 50 unit. We have a 40 and a 50 unit in one day on Saturday. So if they want to hop on board, biggest weekend ever, also a 50 unit selection in UFC, and we're 13-2 on those since they came back in May. So everything's all available. You can purchase these games on a daily, weekend, monthly, or through the Super Bowl basis, ParamountSports.com.
It is that easy. Check it out. It's all there for you. All right, this game that we're paying attention to here in Nashville, Da Bears coming to town, getting 5. I've seen that move a lot.
It's about 6.5.
Yeah, 6.5 now. The Titans taking on the Bears. What do you think?
So Nick Foles has been pretty bad. I mean, there's some times I'm watching the game, I'm thinking maybe Mitch Trubisky is the better quarterback because he can run, has that dimension. But, you know, they've been outscored, the Bears. They've been outgained in total yards, outperformed on a yards-per-play basis. Winning ugly like the Bears have been doing can really only take you so far because they've got such strong negative fundamentals and those things usually catch up with you. Now, the Titans averaging, giving up 27 points per game in the last six games, we're watching the same thing. I mean, they have a milquetoast pass rush. The secondary is vulnerable. They have to make some plays, but I think they face an offense that's not going to be able to take advantage of it. And I think Derrick Henry is going to have some success running north and south against Chicago, and Ryan Tannehill and play action will do just fine. I like Tennessee 28-17.
All right. And then your game of the week, which you have to call for, Clemson and Notre Dame.
Not any bigger than that. They want to get Clemson, Notre Dame. Just call right now, 800-400-9741. Again, the number, 800-400-9741. If they want to get going, just go to Paramount Sports. Should be the greatest weekend we've ever had at our service, 28 years. So don't wait. Don't hesitate. Let's get going. ParamountSports.com. Giddy up.
Lee, I am logging on right now. Giddy up is the way to put it. Let's go. Let's go to work. Let's go to work.
All right, hey, guys.
We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Lee.
All right.
Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Darren, tell us about Cool Springs MD before we get to Pick Six.
All right, I will do that. I'm going to talk about my friends over at Cool Springs MD. I just recently went there. I'll be going there again in a couple of weeks. I've been going there for years, and they've been helping a lot of you in this market for years. They've been around since 2007. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge is one who heads up Cool Springs MD. He's the board-certified physician over there. Daphne is his wife, the registered nurse, and their experienced staff would love to help improve your quality of life. That's what they've done for me, and they can do for you. And who doesn't want that, especially the older we get, right? Things just start happening. And sometimes, you know, you feel different and you look different, but they can help you in so many. They house so many things under one roof. That's what I love about them. And if you'd like to improve your immune system or your energy levels, go talk to them about hormone replacement therapy, because sometimes naturally as we get older, those numbers go down, which does affect your mood, how you feel. You know, if you're sluggish, you're always tired, you don't feel like your normal self, you're trying to get a workout in, but you just don't feel like doing it. Well, go talk to them about that. They can help you certainly get going in the right direction. Face and body rejuvenation is something that they would love to talk to you about. Weight loss management, how more important does it get? It's always important, but especially in 2020, we get it. You've been out of your routine, out of your normal schedule, and maybe you just haven't been able to get back on track, and unfortunately, you've put on some unwanted pounds. Well, they've got programs and people that can get you going in the right direction ASAP. If you need to schedule an appointment or a consultation with these folks, dial this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. Or you can always learn everything about them by going to their website, coolspringsmd.com. It's your favorite game. It's your favorite time. It's Pick Six time. Jump in on those phone lines, 615-737-1025. Load them up. You know the rules. If you get in via the phone, you get two top-shelf picks. You can still play along, even if you don't call this hour, by going to thegamenashville.com, but you only get one top-shelf pick. It's okay. But right now, if you get in on the phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, two top-shelf picks. Before we make this week's selections, Max Herz is going to read last week's picks, and it doesn't sound like it was very good.
Hi, guys. Great show today so far.
You seem to find a lot of joy in our misery.
It's just great to be back on my favorite show.
I don't feel bad.
Well, Max said that he kind of gave me a hint during the break that we're not going to like the results.
It's just great to be here on my favorite show, Darren, Donick, and Chase. That's why I'm so happy.
Okay.
Here's one that I could have gotten last week to start things off. Vanderbilt over under 2.5 offensive touchdowns. I would have told you guys that over was the easy bet there. It should have been four. It ended up being three. Chase and Darren both took the over.
But let's be honest, it wasn't easy to get the three.
Willie, noted Vanderbilt hater, took the under. I don't know where that's coming from, Willie. Have some faith. So that was a point for Darren and Chase.
I mean, it came down to the second to last possession, and it wasn't a certainty.
But they should have had two more.
I don't know where you saw that. I didn't see where they should have had two more.
I saw two more. Second question. Steelers at Ravens. Spread doesn't matter because the Steelers were dogs and they won. Chase top shelved the Steelers plus 3.5.
Said it all week.
2 points for Chase, no points for anybody else. Titans at Bengals. You all took the Titans, and that's as far as that sentence needs to go.
Yep.
Titans sacks, over under. I don't have what number it was over under,
one
but I'm told it was under.
It was, well, it was,
it was zero.
It was
right. The number was 1.5, but yeah.
0.0.
Darren took the 0.0. Yeah. Willie top shelved the over. So Darren is at 2. Chase is at 3. Willie is at under 0. More passing yards, Joe Burrow or Ryan Tannehill. Darren and Willie took Burrow. Burrow was the correct answer. Sorry, Chase. And then the last question, will any of the Giants, Jets, Vikings, or Cowboys win? A yes is worth 2 points, and the Vikings won, so that is 2 points apiece for Willie and Chase. So Chase has a 5-point week, Darren and Willie each end up with 3 points, and the overall standings, the very talented and good-looking Chase McCabe has 30, the also talented and good-looking Willie has 29, and in third place, a very talented and good-looking Darren McFarland with 24.
There's a new leader in the clubhouse. That's the breaking news.
Okay.
Nevada.
You're not in the clubhouse. We're still playing. We got a long way to go. We're only on like the eighth hole. If that. Like we got a long way to go. Are we going through the final four? We're in the first quarter.
What are you saying? Georgia, are they tallying? Are they kind of adding up the points right now? Is that what's happening? Pennsylvania? No, nothing? Okay.
No, the points later in the contest count just as much as the points early in the contest.
Very true.
We've got a long way to go.
Well, I'm not so sure if we got a long ways to go, but okay. Let's go.
We had this discussion last year, Darren. Do I need to take over again? Are you saying there's not going to be any college basketball or no things to talk?
I mean, I know they released schedules and everything today, but I mean,
they did.
You know.
We're playing. We got games. Let's go.
All right.
We've always gone to the Final Four.
Okay.
If I need to make up late questions about the combine, I'll do that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. It's a big voice number guy. Let's go.
Number one.
The big game in Jacksonville, Florida, Georgia. Bulldogs by 3.5. Lee Sterling says the wrong team is favored. Willie, what you got?
I got Florida. I'm staying with them.
I mean, if I took them in the underdogs, then they got to win straight up. I'm going to take the 3.5, so I'll take Gator Chomp. Chase.
Yeah, Lee is correct. Wrong team favored, Florida.
Okay.
Number two.
Big one in Fayetteville. Saturday night under the lights, 6:30, SEC Network. Tennessee and Arkansas. Hogs getting 1.5. Willie.
Tennessee. I think they're going to play well. They've been off on the bye week, and I think they're due to have a good performance. I think they'll win it.
Chase.
Listen closely, Vols faithful. Garantano benched. Arkansas wins top shelf.
Whoa. Look, I'm mixed. I've changed every day this week, but we've now had Vince Ferrara come on, who covers the Vols on WNML in Knoxville, say Arkansas was going to win. Trevor Maddich came on these airwaves on Tuesday, said Arkansas was going to win. Now Lee Sterling has come on our airwaves and on this show on today to start this hour, says Arkansas is going to win. I'm going to go with the masses. I've gone back and forth, but I'm just going to go with the masses and the experts. I'm going to go Arkansas.
Number three.
Also a big one Saturday night, 6:30 p.m., same time as a kickoff of Tennessee-Arkansas on NBC. Clemson and Notre Dame, Tigers, giving up 5.5 to the Irish. Chase.
No Trevor Lawrence, correct?
I don't know. Is that official 100%?
I mean, Dabo said it last week. That
no, but is that – I mean, but you also heard that he's traveling with – I mean, I don't understand that. I mean, how can he be around them and traveling, but he can't play?
Yeah, I don't know. But with that said,
they've been saying since last week he will not play in the game.
I know, but isn't that weird?
I haven't seen a single story that says, well, if he can have this many negative tests, then maybe he can play. That hasn't been brought to
the table.
Yeah, I
don't think he's playing.
He's not playing.
So I'll say this. Brian Kelly, Notre Dame, you got to win a big game. It's time. It's you want to be, you want to play with the big boys and be in the big boy pool. You got to win one of these big games. So I'm picking Notre Dame, but don't let me down. I want the 5.5.
Well, Notre Dame typically does let people down in big games, and I don't think this is going to be any different. I think Clemson got their scary game out of the way last week, and they'll be a little bit better, well-oiled machine. Clemson will win by double digits. So they win by 10. Clemson gets it done. They'll cover the 5.5. Willie?
I'm kind of with you. On one hand, I have not seen Notre Dame rise up when they face a really talented team, but this is a great opportunity for them. This is a great opportunity. Uiagalelei is very talented. He is very talented, but if they can keep the game close, I think they can force a mistake or two. I just like the points. I'm not sure they can win, but I like Notre Dame and the points. I like the 5.5 is enough of a cushion for me. I will take the Irish.
Okay.
Number 4.
Ravens and Colts. This is a big one. This is the next three games for the Titans. They play the Colts twice and the Ravens sandwiched in between. This is a huge game for them because they need the Ravens to beat them, right? They need the Colts to lose. It's at Indy, and Indianapolis is getting 1.5. Getting 1.5. Indy, Chase, what do you got?
Baltimore.
Baltimore. Baltimore Colts or the Ravens?
I was thinking. I was like, which Baltimore? Time warp thing.
The Ravens.
The Ravens. I will go Ravens, and I'll make that my top shelf. Willie.
Wow. Confident in the Ravens. I do like a bounce back for the Ravens here. I think if all goes right, if a lot of things go right, the Colts can be right in this thing. I like the Colts defense, but I feel like the Ravens defense here is a tough matchup for Phillip Rivers. And, of course, you know, they got issues with injuries. T.Y. Hilton has not been the same. Not a lot of weapons for the Colts offense. So I like the Ravens.
Number 5.
Bears here against the Titans. Need the game total from all the listeners. Titans favored by 6.5. I don't know. There's just a lot of uncertainty. I just don't like – I'm going to take the points. I'm not going to say the Bears are going to win, but I'll take the points. Give me Chicago on the points.
It is a lot of points.
6.5 is a lot.
A lot of points for a team that has a similar record, and you can look at both teams and one side of the ball, a lot of question marks. So you ask, why is it 6.5? Why is it 6.5? What do you know? So I'm going to have one of those moments where I go against what I kind of think, because I was with you, Darren. But I'm going to say, well, what does Vegas know? Maybe they know something. I'll take the Titans.
This is, it burns us all, but I think this is the bounce back week, so I'll take the Titans.
Number 6.
Finally, NASCAR will crown their champ on Sunday. It's down to 4 drivers. Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, Chase Elliott.
Do they all have equal chances of winning?
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to do this on the fly because you're right. That's – yes. Chase, how would you
yes.
– right? They do.
Basically, whoever wins or who – you pretty much need to win the race. But whoever finishes above the other three will win the championship. They go into it with equal points. So, but typically the race winner – which it's been at Homestead's, first time that it's been at Phoenix.
Yes.
But typically the race winner will win the championship.
Do you have the odds in front of you?
I do, actually.
Okay. Who can you Who's the favorite?
The betting favorite is Brad Keselowski at 4-1.
Okay. Then?
Denny Hamlin at 9-2.
Okay.
Joey Logano also at 9-2.
Perfect.
And Chase Elliott at 11-2.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to do, Willie. I'm gonna make this a 50-50 proposition. Okay. This worked out perfect with those odds. So you're going to get Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano, as in that's going to be Group A. Okay. So that you get Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, or you get Brad Keselowski, Chase Elliott.
We're gonna
pair them up. You get Hamlin and Logano in Group A, Keselowski, Elliott in Group B. I'm gonna go first, and I will take Group A. Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, Chase.
Okay. I think Kevin Harvick wins the race because I think he's ticked off that he's not in this, and he's really good at Phoenix.
But he's not eligible to win.
Yep, but I'm just throwing that out there. I'm also taking Group A. This is Denny's year. Denny won the Daytona 500. He's won a ton of races. He's forming a race team with Michael Jordan and having Bubba Wallace as the driver. The only thing he needs to do in his career that he hadn't done is win a championship, and I think it happens on Sunday. So I'll take Group A.
Willie,
do I go with the guys that know more about this than I do, or do I go opposite and try to pick up a point just to be oppositional?
Remember, Brad Keselowski is the favorite.
All right, You've tempted me. I'll go the other way just to see if I can pick up a point against my competition.
Okay.
I'll go B.
Brad Keselowski... just pulled his stats up. He's never won a race at Phoenix, but he's the favorite.
Let's pass this along. Add this one to the list as well. Arizona, Utah, cancel. Not going to happen. All right, let's get to the phones.
We need a top shelf from Willie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we always do.
Always need the top shelf.
Tennessee.
Top shelf. Wow.
What did you say, Darren?
Ravens top shelf for
Ravens?
Me.
Okay. And I said Arkansas.
You said Arkansas. Boy, that is going to be
a big game.
Swing game on this contest. All right, 615-737-1025. Let's go. First up is Adam on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome into Pick 6.
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
We're good.
Who's taking it?
I got it.
All right.
I'm ready to go. All right, Adam. Here we go. First one, the cocktail party. Florida, Georgia in Jacksonville, Georgia -3.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go Florida on that, man.
All right.
Florida right now.
Now, I think I know which way you're going to go on this one, but Tennessee at Arkansas, Arkansas getting 1.5.
I don't know. I think I'm going Arkansas on this, man. I don't like them. I'm really hoping Tennessee wins because you got that little cheater bet everybody's getting to do this week with Tennessee.
Yeah.
But I think Arkansas is actually better, and Felipe Frank scares me. So.
Okay. Clemson at Notre Dame. Notre Dame getting 5.5.
I'm going to go Notre Dame in that game.
He'll take the points. Ravens at the Colts. Colts +1.5.
Let's go Ravens in that game.
Bears at the Titans. Titans giving 6.5. Also need the game total.
We're going to rebound this week. I'm going to go Titans and 52 points.
Who wins the NASCAR championship? Group A, which is Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano, or Group B, Brad Keselowski and Chase Elliott?
I don't hear any of y'all talking good about Joey Logano, but that's what I was thinking the whole way, so I'm going to go Group A.
Group A. And then your top shelves are?
So I felt pretty bad last week that they let you guys pick a top shelf and Chase was left out of that. So I'm going to let Chase do a double top shelf for me.
By the way, I did correctly pick a winner for just for the record. I did pick a winner for the listener. I don't remember who it was, the caller that let me pick. I gave him Joe Burrow. That was a winner. Just saying.
Okay, so double top shelf for you.
I trust you, buddy.
I am going to go.
That's a lot of pressure. Lots of pressure.
You picked Florida?
He did.
Okay.
He did.
That's it. The cocktail party.
You're going double top shelf Gators?
Yep.
Oof. All right. I'm sure you will hear from Adam.
I'm sure I will. Good luck, Adam.
Do a radio chest bump there, Chase. Good job, man.
Let's do it.
All right. How about that? We're getting to do some picking
this
for the listeners.
This is good.
The
listeners trust us.
Until we start bombing, and then they will no longer let us make their picks. So, pressure. 615-737-1025. Next up is Clay. Is on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome into Pick 6.
Anchor down, boys.
All right, Clay. The cocktail party, Florida, Georgia, in Jacksonville, Georgia minus 3.5.
Give me the guy that likes to start fights, Mr. Mullen.
Mm-hmm.
Better quarterback play.
He is a pot stirrer.
Yes, he is. Tennessee at Arkansas. Arkansas plus 1.5.
Need you ass, Chase.
I know where you're going. He'll woo pig, right?
That's correct.
Clemson at Notre Dame. Notre Dame plus 5.5.
Give me Notre Dame.
Ravens at the Colts. Colts plus 1.5.
Give me the Ravens.
Bears at the Titans. Titans minus 6.5. I'll also need the game total on that one.
Titans, 36, all two-tone blue in Nashville, Tennessee, double top shelf.
Double top shelf for the two-tone. All right.
By the way, didn't Clay let Willie pick his over-under for touchdowns last week? Is that right? Did that happen?
I did.
Yeah.
And I was
how'd that work out?
Reverse psychology work.
I was actually pissed when we scored that final touchdown.
Oh, hey, there are a lot of people in this state that are learning that feeling now, including last night because the under was a bad beat. Where are we here? Okay, who wins the NASCAR championship? Group A, which is Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano, or Group B, which is Keselowski and Chase Elliott?
Group A.
He goes Hamlin and Logano.
All right, good luck.
Have a great weekend, guys.
See you, Clay.
The first time Willie's ever gone against Vanderbilt. Now he's got the big Vanderbilt fan,
Willie,
Clay, rooting against Vanderbilt to score a touchdown.
Willie, are you allowed to show up on Vanderbilt's campus right now? Or
last I checked, yes.
Yes. Yeah, look, when you've gone, 1,250 picks in a row, you're allowed to veer off the path one time, okay, or as many times as you want. He had the Cal Ripken streak going for Vanderbilt picks, okay?
He did. I'm just waiting for the next time Willie says anchor down and somebody goes, "You're not allowed to say that anymore." That's our phrase. You're not allowed to do that.
You got to admit, it was a lot closer. It wasn't a no-brainer.
No,
right?
Not according to Max. Max said it was easy pickings.
Easy over maybe before the game, but as the game went deep into the fourth quarter and they had only scored two touchdowns, and they had, I don't know what the drive compilation was, Max, but it had to be a double-digit play drive where they just did squeeze it over the goal line against, I don't know how many subs Ole Miss had. The game, it was total scrub time, and Vanderbilt still had all the starters in. And as Max pointed out, they almost scored another one at the very end. They fumbled the ball. They might have scored it again, but second-to-last possession, they only had scored two. So it wasn't wacky for me to think under.
Can you save that audio where Clay just said, "I was kind of pissed"? Save that audio, please. All right, let's go back to the phones. Steven has called in on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome into Pick 6.
Thank you for my top shelf last week, Darren.
Oh, that's right. It was Steven. Okay, all right. Good deal. Glad it came through. By the way, we were charting this during the game. It was probably past the midway point of the fourth quarter, Steven. The two quarterbacks were separated by a yard.
Yeah, I was while celebrating my former best friend's birthday on Sunday, we were watching that too and charting it.
Yeah, that was fantastic, by the way, both of you. So thank you for contributing, and you just made the list. So that was good. All right, let's do this. Let's see if you can be a winner. Florida at Florida versus Georgia at Jacksonville. Georgia minus 3.5.
Florida.
Tennessee at Arkansas. Arkansas getting 1.5.
UT.
Clemson at Notre Dame. Notre Dame getting 5.5.
Clemson.
Ravens at the Colts. The Colts are getting 1.5.
Baltimore.
Bears at the Titans. Titans minus 6.5. Also need the game total.
Titans, 41.
The NASCAR Championship at Phoenix. Group A, Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano. Group B, Brad Keselowski, Chase Elliott.
Hamlin and Logano.
So he will go Group A. And then your top shelf selections?
I don't like how everybody's bashing on Willie. Willie, what would you top shelf?
Oh, now he's going with Willie. Mm.
I didn't feel as strong about the top shelf this week, but I took Tennessee as the top shelf.
All right, well then, double top shelf, Baltimore.
Well done. Well done, Steven.
Why are you guys always picking on Willie?
Let's all come to his defense. Everybody kid like he's a baby.
Thanks, Steven. We kid because we
leave Willie alone. Leave him alone. Just leave him alone. You guys are all so mean.
It's a negative.
It's a negative.
Darren, why you gotta be so negative?
So why are people start tweeting at our listeners, okay? Steven, why are you so mean to Willie?
Leave him alone.
Too funny.
That was great. He's like, I took Tennessee.
Set it up perfect.
Yeah, give me the Ravens. Double dump shelf. Mark, you're up next. Welcome into Pick Six.
Yeah, hello, guys. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing well, Mark. Let's see how you're doing with these picks. Florida, Georgia, and Jacksonville. Georgia minus 3.5.
I'll take Georgia.
All right, he goes Georgia. Tennessee at Arkansas. Arkansas plus 1.5.
I'm going to take Tennessee, and that'll be my top shelf.
All right, Tennessee top shelf. Clemson at Notre Dame. Notre Dame plus 5.5.
I'll take Clemson.
Ravens at the Colts. Colts plus 1.5.
The Ravens.
Bears at the Titans. Titans minus 6.5. Also need the game total.
I take the Titans. That'll be my top shelf. And then I'll take 45 points.
Who wins the NASCAR championship? Group A, which is Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano. Group B, Brad Keselowski and Chase Elliott.
Group A.
Group A. I don't think we have a vote.
Did you
for
say
group
A?
Yet. Yeah.
Yeah, Group
okay.
A. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right.
Did good luck, get Mark. Top shelf.
Weekend.
All right.
Yeah,
you too. Okay. You too, Mark.
He went all Tennessee, Vols and Titans.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Let's go back to Tony. Tony, you're up next. Welcome into Pick Six.
Hello, guys. First of all, I want to go back a little bit to last week. Also, I was one of probably the very few that picked Vanderbilt to go over the 2.5 on the touchdown, and also took one of the four NFL teams to win a game, and the Vikings held on, and I also made that a top shelf. But
did you top shelf that one?
He did. I remember.
Wow.
I top shelfed it. I did, and got almost doubled top shelf. It almost got 4 points on the deal. But,
wow.
But,
okay.
And I had 51 on the total and just missed that. But
all right, you're all right, you've bragged enough, Tony. Are you ready?
Wait a minute. Got one more. Next week, we'll call y'all back and tell you my Whataburger story. I've been known to be called Mr. Whataburger. I've got a story that y'all wouldn't believe.
Okay.
Coming back from Hoover. All right. Here's what I got.
Call
guys.
Us back. Call us back next week, and we'll do that.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
How about Florida?
Okay.
Arkansas?
Okay.
Top shelf? Notre Dame? Indy, Titans, 51 total points. Group A, top shelf.
Boom. Tony's efficient.
Prepared.
That is. Tony.
That's the way you do it.
Thank you. You have a great weekend, and call us with your Whataburger story next week.
I will, guys. Y'all have a great weekend, buddy.
All right, you too. All right, everybody else on the line, we'll get you off the air. You will be locked in via the phone line, so you'll get two top shelf picks. Everybody else who was unable to call in can still play along. We want you to play along. We've got great participation on thegamenashville.com. You'll have to find it and make the picks on our website. Right now, I want to talk to you about DraftKings as we talk about all these games. Yes, mobile sports betting is alive and well in our great state of Tennessee. Yep, DraftKings, you may know them as the leading daily fantasy brand, but they have taken their passion for sports and developed America's top-rated sportsbook app. And this is not an offshore operation like a lot of other gambling sites. DraftKings is right here based in the good old U.S. of A. And with DraftKings Sportsbook app, you can bet wherever, whenever. You don't even have to leave your house. All you have to do is download the top-rated sportsbook app at DraftKings and use the code 1025GAME when you sign up. And for a limited time, all new users can get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Once again, that code 1025GAME gets your deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's only at DraftKings Sportsbook app. You must be 21 years of age or older. Tennessee only. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions do apply. You can see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, you need help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Interact with Darren, Donick, and Chase. Call or text the show at 615-737-1025. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
You know what it means when you hear Dave on Fridays? It means we're rounding third and headed home. Next week is the Masters. And ESPN 102.5 The Game and 94.9 is going to be your exclusive home for the Masters. We're going to have leaderboard updates on our show Thursday and Friday. Be right here on the station. Then Saturday and Sunday, which is November 14th to 15th. Can you believe that? Next weekend will be the middle of November. Where's this month gone? 94.9 will broadcast the Masters live both days. All that coverage is brought to you by Music City Golf Store in Belle Meade for all your golfing needs. It's going to be fun and weird talking about the Masters in November. But nonetheless, it'll be fun. Have we got clarification on what Jim Nance is doing? Do we know? Has that been put out there yet?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. So I'm not sure.
All right, let's go over some of the news and notes that have cropped up on our show today. Let's just start here down the road from where I am on the campus of MTSU. There will be no Blue Raiders and Charlotte 49ers game at Floyd Stadium tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. That game has been postponed. They are looking to make it up. But Charlotte has had some cases come up, and they are not going to make the trip. And so no Charlotte and MTSU tomorrow. There's been, I've lost count. Is it nine now? Ten college football games. That's one of ten that are postponed or canceled tomorrow. The latest, there's now two games in the Pac-12. Remember, Pac-12 begins this weekend. They start up their season, but there will not be a Cal and Washington game, and now you can add Utah and Arizona to that list. They're not going to play. On the Titan side of things, let's go over who has been officially ruled out.
Yes, so on that front, Brett Kern, the punter, is out. Adam Humphries is still in concussion protocol, the wide receiver, so he is out. For the Titans, Adoree Jackson, Teron Davenport put this out about 53 minutes ago. Adoree Jackson playing on Sunday is in doubt, missed last 2 days. Ty Smith missed practice on Friday, so he said that. And Vrabel confirmed that they have until Wednesday, which is 21 days from the point in which he was activated, to decide what to do with Adoree Jackson, whether to activate him to the 53 or shut him down for the year. And also Jadeveon Clowney missed practice. They're going to see how he looks on Saturday to see if he'll be available for the game on Sunday. So right now, the only players that have been officially ruled out, from what I've been able to gather, would be Humphries and Kern.
Clowney game time decision? What do we?
They say they'll know more tomorrow. My guess is he'll try, but I think with each passing week, it's clear that it's bothering him.
Yeah, which is, you know, he's had injuries in his career.
So I worry about, you know, what's going to happen over the course of the season if it's just not getting any better. He's practicing less each week, it seems like.
I don't really – that doesn't bother me as much. Remember, he waltzed right in here and just basically suited up and played.
Yep.
If they need to keep shutting him down during the week, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I feel like that we do make a big deal about that. And I know not every, you know, Steve McNair is in a league of his own from that point. But, you know, have we forgotten that he went, what was it, 16 straight weeks as questionable and didn't practice and played every game?
Well, you got to do what you got to do. But
yeah, I mean, whatever. Whatever works.
But it's when a guy is not able to practice and he's not that productive on the field anyway, you probably can say if you're not well enough to practice, it's bothering you. If it's not bothering you, you would practice. I'm worried about just the physicality, you know, what he's able to do physically, how much it's inhibiting him, as much as not being able to get the reps at practice.
Now, I mean, if they don't have him, and I mean, Vrabel brought up Derek Roberson, that, you know, Roberson, I think they're still trying to get him back. I mean, it could be thin because Beasley's no longer on the roster. So who knows? Who knows what that looks like? But if I had to pick one way or another, my guess is Clowney will go and just play through it. But, again, how effective is he going to be? He has not registered a sack yet in his Titans career. So, I mean, that still is a question. But it's looking like, if I had to guess, Noah Dory-Jackson again. Desmond King will supposedly be in the building tomorrow. So they'll see what they can do there, but my guess is he'd be in the lineup. But it's injury front, and what this lineup looks like, especially on defense, is and without a punter. I mean, it's certainly got to give Titans fans some concern, but again, I think going up against the Bears, this is a game you can win.
Were you guys surprised that Tom Waddle said long snapper was the toughest?
I was.
Yeah, a little. I did put on
something to watch for during the game, and it's, you know, I went with the Titans, but you would just hate to see a really close game come down to a kick, because you know what's going to be. There's the mental strain, the mental weight that's going to be out there every time they go out, you know, and have to execute something like that, especially a key field goal at the end of the half, at the end of a game, man.
I think it's going to be low scoring. I think if you get in the 20s, you're going to be in good shape. I know that, which means their defense is going to have to do something. You know, they haven't done a whole lot this year. But the good news is Chicago's offense is the perfect offense to keep a game low scoring, right?
Sure.
I mean, if they give up 30 or more to this Chicago Bears offense, this defense isn't getting fixed this season.
No.
It's not getting fixed.
They just are what they are.
Yep.
At that point.
That's right.
But on our poll question, 54% more concerned about the punter, 36% on the long snapper, 10% on the holder.
Interesting. All right. Great week, guys. Great
yeah.
show today. It's a lot of fun. Man, we are going to have tons to talk about on Monday. I am really intrigued by a lot of these games we've been talking about this
week.
It's
a good board.
It is, and who knows what the discussion pieces will be on Monday, but we'll find out. You have a great rest of your weekend. Enjoy this weather. Be safe. We'll talk to you Monday morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.